Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. Alex Dunn here, joined by Andy Holding, to look ahead to Sunday's card at the Curragh. Very good card it is as well. We've got some very, very nice types. Some horses that we know exactly what we're going to get from. We've got St. Ledger Trial Stakes coming up at 4:40. Group races at 2:55, 3:30, 4:05. It really is a cracking card, isn't it, Andy?
It is, yeah. Four pattern races, two handicaps and a maiden to conclude.
Yeah, really good action for a Sunday. Plenty of superstars, of course. Leading Light goes to post in the Ledger Trial Stakes. Good to see him back. And I mean, just talking to you there off air, and you were saying quite a bit of rain forecast, which could potentially scupper some potential punts here.
Yeah, it's likely to materialise throughout the morning, which makes it difficult for us to put up concrete selections at sort of 10:30 in the morning, not knowing exactly what the conditions are going to be like throughout the day. I think that persistent rain is set to kick in sort of lunchtime and then virtually be, you know, over the track all the way through the afternoon. So, you know, the first couple of races might be okay, but then it's going to get progressively worse. So, you know, I'm desperate to look towards soft ground horses, thinking that if this rain does get in, it does change very quickly at the Curragh. So those races later on in the card, in particular, they might change completely their shape, you know, come the time of the race. So I haven't actually had a bet yet at the Curragh, so I'm just literally sitting on my hands until I see what the conditions are like, you know, when I see the reports coming through from Gary O'Brien on ATR.
Okay, well, we'll start with the 2:25. It is a handicap over 6 furlongs, and you couldn't really ask for a much more open start to a card. 17-runner handicap, and where should we start with this one then, Andy?
Well, we'll start with Elusive Ice from the Edward Lynham stable, of course, doing fantastically well with his sprinters this season, and this horse followed suit with a smooth victory here over this course last time out, significantly on soft ground. So she's obviously one of the fillies that, in this race, that would benefit any rain if it does materialise by the time of the first race. It wasn't a particularly fast time that she won, it was quite a slow gallop. But she beat a couple of horses who won at the track, Big Bad Lily and Pearl Earring. So she's clearly useful, particularly when there's a bit of cut in the ground. And she's got a nice high draw as well. So I think she's a worthy leader, but a worthy market leader, but only if the rain comes. Two others to consider as well if they do get a drop of moisture. And that's Anticus and, in particular, Bubbly Bellini, who's got a really good track record here at the Curragh. If you go back to that run 2 starts ago when it was 7th in that massively red-hot race won by Sir Maximilian, he would have a really big chance on that. He only got beat 6 lengths, and the speed figure for that race is absolutely phenomenal. Back and forth there's a horse called Lady Meagher from the Edward Lynham stable, who subsequently won at Tipperary. The winner has gone in again in a Group 3 race, also down in Tipperary. I think almost that's probably the best piece of individual form here over the straight track at the Curragh this season. And this horse loves to get its toe in. You can see by his form figures, the last 7 wins have all come when it's been on the yielding side. So you can forget its run last week. On the all-weather at Dundalk, with obviously the conditions there are too quick for that horse. Got a rookie jockey on as well, not a bad draw in stall 10. I think Bubbly Bellini at 25-1 is certainly overlooked here for all the wrong reasons, but I'm tipping it, like I say, with the few that it does rain. And Anticus is the same as well. He's also got some good form on soft ground, and he hasn't run too badly on his last 2 starts at the Galway Festival, respectively. And he does stay well with a high draw. I think she could run well at a good price as well. So I'm going to put a couple up and hope the rain's got in by the time that they run the first race. Bubbly Bellini at 25-1 and Anticus at 14-1.
Okay, so a bit of value there in the 225. Next up is the 255. It is a Group 3 contest, the Royal Whip Stakes, over a mile and 2 furlongs. A lot in this race hinges around just how good Kingsbarn's Inn is. Obviously looked very, very high class, has had problems with injuries, etc. And any sort of weakness is going to be found out here, because Parish Hall is very consistent. Ed O'Meara's looked pretty good as well. Magnolia Beach is no back number, and Hall of Mirrors does look the stable second string. But this race really does hinge around the O'Brien runner and his well-being, doesn't it?
It does, really, yeah. He ran in a period where a lot of veins were sick, of course, early on in the season. He hasn't run since. He was a big drifter that day at Leopardstown. I think a lot of connections almost anticipated him running as he did. I mean, he didn't run too badly, and he got beat 3/4 of a length and half a length by John Ox's useful QE. But, I mean, that form alone wouldn't be good enough to win this race. He'd certainly need to improve. But then if you look back, you know, he's running a Group 1 last year in the QE 2 when he was third behind Olympic Glory. I mean, that is more like it. And, you know, this is only a Group 3 race. So a lot depends on what the current state and well-being is of Kingsbarn's. We'll only really know that by the market activity. As it stands at the moment, I think Adele Mira looks to be the most likely danger. She's really an improving filly, trained by that main man as well, Dermot Wilde, of course, had the Yorkshire Cup winner with Pal Mimosa this week. And this filly, the twice that she's had soft ground, she's been really impressive, including last time out at Cork when she won the Give Thanks Stakes. With plenty to spare, she was doing some really good work later on, and she really quickened up well on that ground that day. Interesting that Pat Mullen could have had the choice of two rides that day, and he decided to plumb with Ed Almere, which, of course, was a wise choice. Again, she's another selection pending on the ground changing. I'm going to tip her and hope that the rain does come, because I do think odds of around about 11 to 4 would be very, very generous if the ground was to go on the soft side. So Ed Almere, but again, like I say, with the caveat that the rain comes.
OK, so the World Filly against the boys there in the 255. Next up is the 330, the Debutante Stakes, a Group 2 contest for fillies over 7 furlongs. And being well back this morning is Beach Bell for Kevin Prendergast. Chris Hayes takes the ride. Very easy for me to say. Mm. And is a really nice filly, but there's a number of those in this race. Tigrilla, Lucida, Qualify, Radara. You know, this is a good race.
Yeah, but she's the standout horse on form and on the figures as well, speed figure-wise. She hadn't done any good numbers in her first two victories at the Curra on the first day of the meeting, the season here at headquarters. And her time at Nace wasn't also all that special, but when she ran in that Group 1 the other day behind Dick Whittington, that was the time when she really shone. So we know she handles soft ground, we know she likes the Curra, and she kept on quite well enough to suggest that she might be OK over an extra furlong. I think that's probably one of the reasons why she's a little bit easier to back this morning, and one or two firms are willing to take her on in the belief that that extra furlong is an unknown quantity. Certainly no issue for Tigrilla, the second favourite, and she won't have any problem if the ground changes. She's by Cloddeville as well, so that suggests that ground is very much going to be in her favour. And one at a much bigger price as well. William Hill have gone 16 to Ron, rather unjustifiably as well, in my opinion. That's Jeannie Girl. I can't understand why she's a double-figure price. She clearly likes soft ground. She won here 2 starts ago when the ground was really bad. Back in the pack that day was Anthem Alexandra. And she was really unlucky not to reel in I'm Beautiful, who was given a great ride by Shami Heffernan back in the middle of June. That's the last time that we saw Jeannie Girl. But I thought with an extra half furlong she would have won that day. So I think the step up in trip's going to suit Jeannie Girl. And she won't mind the ground. So I do think she's underestimated at 16 to 1. I'm going to put her up each way at 16s. But also Beach Bell, I'll probably have a little bit of a saver on her as well, even though she is a favourite, because I think she's very much the one to beat.
Okay, next up is the 405. It is the Galileo European Breeders' Fund Futurity Stakes, Group 2 contest over 7 furlongs. Glen Eagles is odds on to win this, 4-5 at the time of recording, and has been well touted for some big races next year, Andy, and you'd expect that he'd have to win this if he's going to fulfil the potential that apparently he showed.
Yeah, he's a nice horse, Glen Eagles. First time up, obviously, he didn't run up to scratch, but that could be forgiven because a lot of Aidan O'Brien's horses sometimes do need the run, stroke the experience, and he put that to good use when he won here at the Curra on his next start, winning in pretty decisive fashion. Back in third was Jamaica, who's subsequently gone on to win at Galway and then, of course, run really well down at York in the Acombe the other day. And in the slowly run race of the day, he quickened up very smartly to beat 2 nice horses, one of Dermot Wells called Tom Belaine, and the other one, Convergence, who next time out franked the form with a win down in Tipperary. So he's beaten a couple of nice horses, and he did it despite, like I say, the pace not really being run to suit. You know, he'd won a stronger gallop because he needs a test of stamina, this horse. The one thing we don't know is if he goes on soft ground. Like I say, it's a bit of a theme for me today, but I do think the ground is going to be significantly changing as the afternoon goes on, if you read the forecasts. So he is a bit of a daisy cutter. He's got an action which suggests he doesn't really, you know, round his knee much. He very much points his toe. So that would be the slight concern if I was thinking about taking odds on. I think he's the most likely winner. He's certainly the best horse in the field, but he just wouldn't want the ground to get too much softer than what it already is.
Okay, so Gleneagles the pick then in the 4.05. Next up is the 4.40. It is the St. Ledger Trial Stakes Group 3 contest over a mile and 4 furlongs. You wouldn't expect Leading Light to have too many issues here. The form's there. Returning from a slight absence, I suppose, 66 days, but that shouldn't be anything to worry about. And though the horses that he's coming up against, the likes of Royal Diamond, has sort of been there and done that. Inish Main's a nice enough horse, so is Dabadayan. Streetcar to Stars is the unexposed one that we don't know much about, but even so, you wouldn't expect him to pose too much of a threat to Leading Light here, would you, Andy?
You wouldn't, know. He's just got everything you look for in a stayer. He's gritty, he's tough, he gives of his all every single time, and he's got a touch of class as well. Yeah, I think this horse could run well in an Arc de Triomphe, you know. Yeah, I mean, he didn't run too badly in last year's race, but he certainly was worthy of his entry, and you know, since then he hasn't looked back. Since he won the St. Ledger, of course, he won the Vintage Crop. won the Vintage Crop early on in the season, on his seasonal reappearance, back in third as Pal Mimosa, and he comes to be held at Royal Diamond, went to Ascot, and he won the Gold Cup in tenacious fashion, beating Estimate and Miss United. Both horses are frank the form. Every which way you look, Leading Light has got every tick in the box covered. He's one for one at the track. He goes on soft ground. He stays well. He's just very hard to beat. And I think his odds are justifiable. I haven't really got too much opinion about what might finish second. I think if the ground didn't deteriorate too much, I think Streetcar to Stars would be the one I might be most interested in. But he's a proper fast ground horse and just got caught out on softening ground last time out at Leopardstown, so that's a concern with him. So you'd probably look towards Royal Diamond, who loves it here at Curra and often comes well at this time of the season. But yeah, as the odds suggest, I think Leading Light could give another winner for Aidan O'Brien on the card.
Okay, the 5.10 is the penultimate race on the card. It's a handicap over 2 miles. If the forecast rain arrives, Andy, this might just take a bit of getting and be more of a stamina test than it looks at the minute, where there's some nice enough types, some consistent types, but a few that don't get their head in front all that often. Where should we start here?
Yeah, we'll start with Grecian Tiger. I know you quite like this horse. He's only had the four starts. We don't really know enough about him, really, to know whether he'll want this kind of ground if it changes. He ran well last time out in that amateur rider race behind Quick Jack, the incredibly well handicapped Quick Jack. So you know, that's a fair representation of current good form. I do quite like another horse that ran well at the Galway Festival. Actually, it was two, to be honest, but the main one would be Benki from the Takashi Commodore stable, third behind Hidden Universe in another one of those viciously competitive handicaps. But I thought he should have won that day. He got no luck in running and was doing all his best work at the end. I thought he went through the line quite strongly. So he clearly benefited from the step up to 2 miles, which he encounters today. Prior to that, he'd run well down in Leopardstown over a mile six on soft ground. But yeah, even though he's yet to win a race, I do think Benki's quite well handicapped off the mark of 68. I think he's a bit better than that. He certainly looks the part. Anyway, he looks a better horse than 68. And the other one I'd have a few quid at is Primogeniture from the John Ox stable. He also ran at the Galway Festival, third behind Tim Mayen. And he saw the backside of that horse as well the last time we saw him down in Garen. But that was an incredibly strongly run race, considering there was only 8 runners. That was the fastest furlong per furlong time on that particular card that day. And in the blinkers first time, I actually thought he did as well as could be expected. He won't mind the ground if it changes. He stays really well. And at 10-1, I do think he's worth an interest as well. I do like Giant's Quest as a horse, but I can't stop possibly tip him if the ground comes. He might well end up being a non-runner as well, Giant's Quest, and be safe for another day. So I think he's a dodgy proposition. So Benki at 13-2, along with Primogeniture, my two against the field, in the 5.10.
OK, the final race comes up at 5:40. It's a maiden over a mile and 2 furlongs. And Adjusted is the 15-8 market leader for Aidan and Joseph O'Brien. Some powerful stables with representatives here, Andy, and powerful connections as well. But the fact that the majority of those stables are running horses that have already had two or three runs suggests that perhaps that they're not sort of going to be stable stars.
No, this isn't a particularly strong maiden. A lot of horses coming here off the back of disappointing early season runs, and there's not that many with much upside attached to them. No Wonder has had plenty of goes. That second behind Seize the Line wasn't a bad effort, but his times and his overall makeup just rather put me off him. Adjusted, he's probably the most likely winner, I suppose. That third behind Sincal wasn't a bad run, but I don't think Aidan O'Brien's either too convinced by this horse either. He's gone for the blinkers, and it can obviously have one effect or the other. Sinabad's not run too badly on his two starts as well, and he seems to be going the right way, even though at a slightly slow pace. So I just think there could be a bit of an upset here. And there's one lurking right the way down the foot of the betting, and that's also called Lietra de Cachet from the very much underestimated stable of Andrew Oliver. But as we've seen before, Andrew can certainly produce one at a big price here. A horse called Run the Red Light, who won a maiden here the other day, was an unconsidered 50-1 shot. So he sprung one or two surprises here before at the Curragh. I don't think this horse has got that much to find to be competitive here. And she's 22-1 with William Hill. She's only had the one run, but it was in a very strongly run race early on in the season here. It was the race that System Overload won, and I was extolling the virtues of that horse after that race. He was a horse that I wanted to follow, but unfortunately, Gerline's ex-horse has now been shipped off to race in Japan, so we'll never see him again in Ireland, which is a bit of a shame. But the second Tarzini and the third Leilani have both won subsequently, thus the boost of that form. And I like the way this Lietra de Cachet picked up from two out. She was well behind, but she came out with a good degree of gusto, and she wasn't unduly punished either. She's bound to have learned from that. And I just don't think she's a 22-1 chance, certainly on speed figures and form, and it came at the track as well. Rain won't inconvenience her. So in a race where the front end is top heavy with disappointing and unconvincing types, I'm going to go for a bit of a shock in the last with Andrew Oliver's filly.
OK, Lettre de Cachet, unexposed and definitely a value pick there in the 5:40 from the Curragh. Great stuff, Andy. Best of luck with all of those selections. And I think we'll catch up with you tomorrow ahead of a Bank Holiday Monday card at Downpatrick.
You will indeed. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.